AOC here, doing her own recording this time around. And if it sounds like I'm yelling, it's because I am, because apparently my mic sucks. Anyway, this recording is for November and December of last year. It feels so weird to be talking about 2015 like it's in the past, but it is. So happy new year to everyone. Hope you all had as much fun as I did. I rang in the new year by playing Game of Thrones Monopoly, the get drunk edition. For the record, it's really hard to get drunk playing Monopoly if you don't drink for just about everything that happens. Unless you're my husband. He's a lightweight. Anyway, there were only 3 entries this round, and I didn't have as much to say about this bunch as I normally do. You guys were pretty much hit or miss, so let's get started, shall we? We can get through this rather quickly. Writer Selby. This piece hits you in the lowest point of the mind. That darkness where none dare travel unless they're thrown into it, and then they only move through it as a means to escape. It was well manicured with imagery, but there were places where I feel like it dragged a bit. Unfortunately, this is a topic that is done a lot, and it's hard to have a new spin on it, but I think you did decent enough. I did like your use of vocabulary throughout, but the lengths of many of those sentences were just too much. I recommend a less listy means of getting your point across because it got a little monotonous. Please capitalize titles, and when using insomnia as a name, that should be capitalized as well. Given this is a therapeutic piece, there's not much more I can say other than if this is really how you are feeling, I am so sorry, and I do hope that you get some sleep soon. Frosted. This piece was much better than its counterpart. It offered a lot more to the story, even though it was shorter. Wing would yell at you for your use of caps lock over italics, so I feel the need to point it out. It doesn't really bother me too much, but I do agree that italics would have made the print look nicer. Really, that's my only nitpick. This was adorable, and I enjoyed this much better than the last stand piece. The imagery in this was much better, and you gave us just enough without overburdening. I would actually love to see more of this character pairing, because I feel like you could do a lot with the storyline if you were to put your mind to it. Eutora. Stanza 1, line 4 is atrocious. It lacks a comma, at the very least. Stanza 2, line 2 is even worse. The all about how is uglier than a starving cow, but I'm not sure what kind of rewording is capable of making that sound a little more sophisticated. Given that I've ranted about conjunctions at the beginnings of sentences, especially in poetry, about 1,000 times, I'm not going to do it again. This time, I'm just going to start knocking points. The end of the poem was strong, especially in terms of your imagery, but unfortunately this is just mainstream Eutora. There's nothing earth-shattering about your choice of content. I'm ready to see something fresh from you. That being said, Frosted is the winner of this round by like a milestone, so congratulations, Frosted. The January contest is well underway, so I hope you're all preparing something epic for whichever judge is going to start off the new year. Anyway, that's all for this go-around, so VOC out.